I'm going to begin with a couple of poems that I was asked to read. I was asked to read a few of the poems that I wrote about Sylvia the pig. And I think I'll start with some of those to warm up with. Sylvia was a Hampshire pig. She was black and white, that is to say. And she was a pet pig. She lived most of her life in Vermont, some of it in western Massachusetts. And she was a house pig. And not only was she trained, but she trained her piglets like a cat training its kittens. And somehow or other, I don't know how it happened, because my publisher is really very nice and very considerate, and I usually get consulted about these things, but somehow or other, the kind of jacket copy for this book claimed that these pig dreams, which is the, what the pig poems were called, were wry satire. Well, they weren't. I've always been very fond of pigs, and I was fond of this pig, and I just got into trying to articulate her life and thoughts. So I will read you the opening poem of the Pig Dreams, and I will also, before I do so, read you the titles of those poems, because it gives you a little idea of perhaps of that book, which first appeared as a separate book, actually, with pictures of Sylvia and friends in pastel colored pictures by her human person, Lieber Coolidge, who's an artist. So Pig Dreams, scenes from the life of Sylvia, comprised her destiny, dog brothers, the cat pig, winter pig, the bride, her task, her secret, her nightmare, her lament, her sadness, her sister, her delight, her judgment, pig song, her vision, her prayer, and finally Isis speaks. Most pigs are worshippers of Ishtar, but her best friend was a cow, and she also worshipped Isis. Now I'll read you the first one, her destiny, which sort of sets the scene. The beginning, piglet among piglets, the soft mud caking our mother's teats, sweet squeal, grunt, her stiff white lashes, the sleepy glint of her precious tiny eyes. But I am Sylvia, chosen. I was established, pet, to be the pig of dreams, the pig any of us could be, taken out of the sty, away from the ravaged soil of pig yards, freed from boredom and ugliness. I was chosen to live without dread of slaughter. For 3 days after they took me, I hungered. Nowhere a teat to suck from, no piglet siblings to jostle and nudge. At last, in the full moon's sacred light, in the human room where I'd run in circles till my tapping trotters almost gave way, the he-human, naked and white as my lost mother, bent on all fours over my untouched bowl, his beard a veil before me, and with musical loud sounds of guzzling, showed me eating, gave me the joy of survival. Quick learner, soon I could hold my shit. I was rocked in warm human arms, cuddling. Every pig could be cuddled if there were justice. Every human could have its intelligent pig. Every pig, its dexterous human. Our lives would be rich as creamy corn, tasty as acorns.